Okay, hello. It's Phil Butler here with another audio boo. It's weird that I've... Because the last audio boo I did was with Dave Twentyman. And would you believe who I'm with right now? But Dave Twentyman again. Hello,
that's
Dave.
It. I'm here, lying on your bed.
And we're back in Egypt, the same place as we did the last one.
That's right, yeah. Lay on your bed, it's really nice.
Yeah, my lovely bed in my lovely room.
Can I put some clothes on now, though?
Well, okay. I'd rather you didn't.
Right, fine.
You know, okay. I'm fully clothed, I must say that. But I do like my guests to be naked.
I've noticed as well, obviously, you can see into the bathroom from the main room.
Yeah, I'm going to have a shower and let you see.
Well, that's it. Well, you won't put the blinds up, so you're like watching me wee and stuff. It just feels really uncomfy. Yeah.
See, this is getting into an area that we don't really want to get into again, because the last audio boo we did was all about porn.
Got proper feet. You should have seen my phone bill. When I got back, my phone bill's horrific.
Because of all the pornography you were looking
porn,
at.
Yeah, because it shot up. My missus is like, what's going on here? Why is it so much? And I was like,
Your roaming on.
It's the roaming stuff. I said it must have been something like that. Not that I was, you know, looking at it all. It was just jumping up all the time. It went from 15 quid, your internet bill's now 20 quid. And it was like, bloody hell, I've only loaded one page up. So calm down.
How much money do you spend then?
Oh, well, normally, I don't really.
How much more? I mean, we don't know how much your phone bill is, but how much of a difference was it?
Oh, it was 60 quid.
60 quid.
That was an expensive wank, honestly. That was just,
My God.
It's horrific, that, isn't it? Yeah, 60 quid more. Look, 98 quid, my bill. 98 quid. I wasn't even looking at dodgy. You know, it was fairly standard stuff. Do you know what I mean?
God.
I can't believe I'm about porn again.
Should we let them know, actually, on the audio booth, what you do? You send me pictures out of
the
blue.
Oh, did you get that one I sent you yesterday?
Oh, mate.
Why
was that about? Why would you do that to me?
What's happened is a mate of mine started seeing this Jewish girl.
Tell the listener what the...
Well, what I sent them was... What I sent Phil and a few other people was a picture of... First of all... It was a Sunday, so I had to do, you know what I mean? You've got to do that. You've got to send a picture of that on a Sunday.
Tell them what it was then.
It was an operation. It was a circumcision.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was, yeah. Hence the stitches and everything.
I thought it was some penile enlargement.
Oh, God,
right.
It looked sore.
It looked very sore.
It's probably the most horrific
halfway,
picture ever.
It was like halfway down the shaft was a, like, it's just completely red and raw and pulled back and horrible.
Yeah, it's sting. Yeah, it's proper sting of that, definitely. Yeah. But I what happened is my mate is starting to see this Jewish girl. Right. So I was taking piss out of him saying, listen, mate, if your dad's going to want you to do this.
Right.
Because you've got to, like, you've got to do what they do in their religion.
I don't know whether you necessarily have to.
Well, anyway, this is what I was rubbing into him. And so it was one of them ones. I got pictures. I just went on this circumcision site. I was finding all these pictures. It was like pre-op, foreskin and everything, bloke stretching it and stuff. And sent him that. And then I sent him that picture, the horrific picture. And then the foreskin cut off. I sent him a picture of that. And I was saying, like, you know, when you go around there, but, you know, see his daughter, like, he'd just be dangling this foreskin in his hand like a trophy.
It's a horrific picture, horrific picture. Who else did you send it to?
Oh, a few of my mates. Because what I do is I send pictures of gay men doing what they do to me non-comedy friends, because they're absolutely disgusted by it. Right. They're like, what are you doing? They get really angry about it.
And you sent me one once, which was an amputee.
Tell you what, you have to do some digging. I like sending them. I don't get out, obviously, I'm a pure heterosexual bloke, but they make me laugh, they make me proper giggle. So I like sending them. And eventually they're starting to get round the idea of it now. And they're like, you know, like, what, you've sent one back saying, we don't look like he's enjoying that. You know what I mean? So he is sort of getting into it now. Do you know what I mean?
Can I just say before we go, please don't send me any more pictures.
Oh, come on. That took some digging out. That.
Yeah, I know, and it made my stomach turn.
I've got the foreskin on my phone.
Stop it. thank you, Dave Twentyman. Cheers. Right, thanks, mate, for doing this audio. I'll catch you again another time.
I'll put some clothes on.
Don't. No. Okay. All right. Cheers. Speak soon.